High-tech stocks have recovered somewhat after being pounded on Monday. Investors picked up bargains, at the same time wondering if they were in store for yet another downturn. Just a month ago, surveys showed more than half of small investors continued to be bullish on stocks. Now more than two-thirds consider themselves to be market bears. From San Francisco, NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Hey, can we have a hot dog with mustard and ketchup?
For more than 18 years, this hot dog stand just outside the Pacific Stock Exchange in San Francisco has been a gathering spot for market watchers such as Dave Gardier, who relies on his Palm Pilot to keep constant tabs on the market.
Yeah.
What is it down, 126?
Dow is down 1460. NASDAQ's up 49.30.
Gardier, who works for a mortgage insurance company up the block from the exchange, has a portfolio broadly diversified in blue chip and tech stocks, as well as bond funds. He says the only way to ride out a bear market is with a smile on your face.
Relax. It's a ride. It's a roller coaster. I mean, I've nothing to worry about.
Gardier can afford to be relaxed. His portfolio is down, but he's investing for the long haul. His retirement is another 20 years away. As the NASDAQ rocketed into the stratosphere, Gardier steered clear of the riskiest dot-coms that flamed out early. A patient investor, Gardier is certain he'll recoup his losses before too long. But in San Francisco, where the influx of young high-tech employees helped fuel NASDAQ mania for a couple of years, there are plenty of investors who are watching the market dip with disbelief.
I think it's absolutely terrible, and my portfolio is in the tubes, so pretty disgusted with it.
This is Heath Timmerman's first taste of a bear market. A high-tech recruiter in his mid-20s, Timmerman relied exclusively on the NASDAQ to build a portfolio that paid off handsomely at first.
It was probably this time last year, almost 100%. I have about 25 stocks I'm in, and now it's down 45%, negative 45%. So it's quite a turnaround, and it's had a big effect on me because I was going to buy a house, and now I'm not going to buy a house, and none of my friends are going to buy a house.
In fact, Timmerman's not even sure he can afford to stay in San Francisco much longer. A number of his friends have left already after their employers went out of business and other high-tech companies started laying off workers. It's been a stunning reversal, says Russ Kinnell, the director of analysis with the market fund tracker Morningstar.
Well, we shifted pretty quickly from greed to fear. Just a year ago, people were counting their obscene gains, and now they're licking their wounds. So it's been tough. We haven't yet seen a huge amount of people giving up on the markets as yet.
Kinnell says whenever the markets head south, there are dire warnings that mutual fund investors will panic and sell. But over the past year, despite the downturn, new investments have barely dropped off. Some people are moving their money away from stocks into bond funds. But Kinnell says just as many are shifting from risky to more conservative stocks. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.